Okay, let's unpack this. A tremor shook the tech world recently, and chances are you might have felt the ripples. You could have seen the alarming headlines, maybe heard the frantic whispers across social media, or perhaps even unfortunately experienced it yourself. There is this widespread panic suggesting that a mandatory Windows 11 security update, specifically for version 24H2, was causing catastrophic SSD and HDD failures. I mean, forums were aflame, users were worried sick about their precious data, and the whole tech community kind of braced for impact. What a situation, right?
It really was. What's fascinating here is the sheer speed at which these concerns spread. It just vividly highlights our collective anxiety, about system reliability in this, increasingly digital world. People depend so much on their machines, so any hint of instability sends these huge shockwaves. So today, our mission is really to cut through all that noise. We're going to take a deep, clear look into Microsoft's official investigation, uncover the truth behind these alarming reports. Make sure you walk away truly well-informed and, most importantly, confident about your system's health.
Yeah, imagine the scenario. It's early August 2025. You've just installed what seems like a routine, mandatory security update for Windows 11. Then soon after, your system starts acting up. We're talking sudden, inexplicable crashes, files maybe mysteriously disappearing from your desktop, or for those of you still with traditional hard drives, that dreaded, unsettling clicking sound. It's like the theme music for data's impending doom, isn't it? And in some more extreme cases, a complete drive failure. When that happens right after an update, it's absolutely natural to connect those dots to instantly suspect the update. It feels almost undeniable in the moment.
It does. It really does. And that's where, human perception can sometimes lead us astray a bit. The timing was, without question, incredibly suspicious for many users. Reports just flooded every online platform imaginable, social media feeds, tech forums, community support pages, all describing remarkably similar symptoms appearing shortly after the update's installation. That sheer volume of reports creates a very compelling narrative, right? A clear cause and effect in many people's minds. It's easy to feel like you've personally witnessed the update trigger the failure, even if, as we'll uncover, it might not be the whole story. The strength of that perceived correlation just makes the concern feel very real and immediate.
Right. So with a surge of user concern like that, Microsoft couldn't just ignore it. They couldn't just shrug it off. They actually took it incredibly seriously, launching what they call a comprehensive internal investigation to scrutinize any potential link between that August security update and the reported storage failures. How comprehensive are we really talking here? Was this just a quick look under the hood or?
Oh, not at all. This was far from a casual glance. Microsoft really threw immense resources at this. Their engineering teams conducted extensive testing across a, staggering variety of hardware configurations, trying to mirror the countless combinations of motherboards, processors, storage devices out there in the wild. They also analyzed a massive trove of real-world telemetry data.
Telemetry, like performance data.
Exactly. Basically, anonymous performance and crash data from millions of Windows installations worldwide. They look at everything. Detailed crash dumps, hardware failure logs, system performance metrics, comparing data from affected and unaffected systems. And crucially, they didn't stop there. They also collaborated directly with major storage device manufacturers.
Okay. To check compatibility stuff?
Precisely. To actively rule out any underlying compatibility issues that might have emerged directly from the update itself. It was really a no stone unturned kind of analysis.
So after all that meticulous work, all those resources poured into the investigation, what was the final verdict? Did they find a smoking gun, or was their conclusion something else entirely?
Following this incredibly thorough analysis, Microsoft released an official statement, and they categorically denied any link between the security update and storage device failures. They found, and I quote, "no evidence supporting the claims of update-related hardware damage."
Wow. Pretty definitive then.
Very definitive, yes.
Okay, so Microsoft says no link. Case closed, maybe. But, for someone whose drive just died right after updating, it feels like the update is to blame. If the update wasn't the culprit, then what was happening? This is where the story truly gets fascinating and, frankly, a bit counterintuitive. It's a crucial lesson, I think, for all of us navigating this complex digital world, maybe challenging our assumptions.
Indeed. What's truly insightful here is that storage device failures aren't, unfortunately, just a common occurrence in computing. It's sort of an unavoidable fact of life for these components. Modern SSDs, traditional HDDs, while they're incredibly robust, they all have finite lifespans. Many factors contribute to their eventual breakdown. Things like manufacturing defects that sometimes slip through, gradual wear and tear from everyday use, even power fluctuations that can stress components or environmental factors like heat and humidity. These things are happening constantly in the background to millions of devices globally. So the key insight here then is about coincidence rather than direct causation.
The coincidence.
Exactly. When you have a user base as massive as Windows 11's, literally millions and millions of installations, statistical probability just suggests that some storage devices will simply fail within any given time frame, completely, regardless of software updates.
Just bad timing then.
Pretty much. So when users notice these failures shortly after an update, it's natural to assume a connection, even when none truly exists. It's the human brain looking for patterns, right? Even where they're not causal, like a kind of digital pareidolia where we see faces in the clouds, or in this case, a bug where there's just bad luck. That's the real insight here. Our intuition about cause and effect can be, well, deeply misleading in complex systems.
That's wild to think about. So an update, which is supposed to improve your system, can actually be the thing that exposes its hidden weaknesses. It's like your annual physical revealing a pre-existing condition you didn't know about.
That's a perfect analogy.
It turns out the update process itself isn't a saboteur, but more like a super sensitive diagnostic tool.
Exactly. The intensive disk operations required during the update installation are a significant workload for the drive. They can effectively act as a stress test, exposing weak sectors or failing components, things that might have gone totally unnoticed during regular, lighter system usage.
So it just brings pre-existing issues bubbling up to the surface rather than causing them outright.
Precisely. It reveals the problem, doesn't create it.
Okay, but even with Microsoft's firm assurances and the thoroughness of their investigation, you know the internet. There were still going to be people out there saying, well, Microsoft would say that, wouldn't they? How do you respond to that level of ingrained skepticism? And what evidence truly helps overcome it? I mean, some folks in the tech community remain understandably cautiously optimistic, recommending a kind of measured approach to updates. It's a pragmatic view.
That's a great point. And it's not about blind trust. It's about informed vigilance. This cautious stance reflects a broader understanding that, look, software and hardware interactions can be incredibly complex, sometimes unpredictable. Even in scenarios where there's no direct causation, like this one seems to be, a strong correlation can still indicate underlying compatibility issues, issues that maybe warrant careful observation, even if they aren't causing catastrophic failure directly. And Microsoft, to their credit, has committed to maintaining its standard post-release monitoring procedures.
So they keep watching.
Exactly. Continuously analyzing user feedback, crash reports, system data. This ongoing commitment is actually what helps build trust over time. It ensures any genuine issues that might emerge later are quickly identified and addressed. That ongoing vigilance provides the real evidence to counter skepticism, more than just a single statement.
Okay, so all this analysis leads us to the really critical question. What does this all mean for you, the listener? Given the vital nature of operating system updates for security, completely avoiding them isn't really a viable long-term strategy that just leaves your system dangerously vulnerable. So what proactive steps can you actually take to minimize risks and protect your invaluable data?
Okay, first and foremost, and I really cannot stress this enough, backups. Creating comprehensive backups before any major system update remains the single most effective protection against data loss. This isn't just a suggestion. It's absolutely essential.
Like multiple backups.
Ideally, yes. Think both local backups to external storage devices and cloud-based backup solutions for true redundancy. We often recommend the 3-2-1 rule. 3 copies, 2 different media, 1 offsite. And crucially, make it a regular backup routine, not just an update day chore. Because as we've discussed, hardware failures can happen literally any time, regardless of an update.
Right. Backups are non-negotiable. Beyond that, what else? You should also make sure your system actually meets the minimum requirements for updates. Seems basic, but it's often overlooked. Also, check that all your drivers, particularly storage and motherboard chipset drivers, are current.
Oh, definitely. Outdated drivers can absolutely cause compatibility issues. They might not break hardware directly, but they can cause software glitches that look like hardware problems.
Good point. And for those managing business systems or maybe mission-critical setups?
Yeah. For them, considering a staged rollout approach is really smart. This means testing updates on a small subset of non-essential systems first, before deploying them organization-wide.
Like a small test group.
Exactly. It's a controlled way to identify any environment-specific issues before they impact everyone. And if we zoom out again, connect this to the bigger picture, this whole incident serves as a powerful reminder. a reminder of the inherent complexity in the relationship between software updates and hardware compatibility in our modern computing world. It's messy sometimes. With just countless hardware configurations, innumerable driver versions, a myriad of third-party software installations all interacting, achieving perfect compatibility across all systems remains a significant ongoing challenge.
It's amazing it works as well as it does most of the time, really.
It truly is. It's a testament to the engineering involved, but it's not infallible.
And we have to remember, security updates like that August 2025 patch we've been talking about, they perform crucial functions. They protect systems from constantly evolving threats. Delaying them can expose your system to known security risks. Risks that honestly far outweigh the perceived hardware risks in almost all cases.
Absolutely. The industry, and Microsoft specifically, invests heavily in automated testing systems, extensive beta testing programs, gradual rollout procedures, all precisely to catch these problems before they ever reach your machine. It's a massive, ongoing undertaking designed specifically to protect users.
So, wrapping this part up, based on Microsoft's thorough investigation and all the insights we've uncovered today, the takeaway seems to be, you can proceed with confidence. Installing the August 2025 security update should be fine. The overwhelming evidence points away from the update being the cause of widespread drive failures.
Yes. Proceed with confidence. But this situation profoundly reinforces the importance of maintaining those robust backup strategies we talked about. And stay informed about your system's overall health. Keep reporting any unusual system behavior through the proper channels. But internalize that key lesson.
Right.
Correlation does not necessarily imply causation.
Right. Just because B happened after A doesn't mean A caused B.
Exactly. Regular system maintenance is key too. Monitoring drive health through built-in tools or third-party diagnostics, and understanding your drive's smart data. That's self-monitoring, analysis, and reporting technology.
Smart data, like the drive's internal checkup.
Precisely. Think of it as your drive's internal health report card. It tracks things like read error rates, spin-up time, wear leveling on SSDs. If you know how to check it or have a tool that does, it can often give you early warning signs, like a fever before a full-blown illness. It lets you potentially replace a struggling drive before it fails completely, giving you that heads up.
That's incredibly actionable advice, really useful. But for those who might feel a bit overwhelmed or need more hands-on help implementing these best practices, or maybe manage larger, more complex systems, what role do professional technicians play here? It feels like they're a vital layer of defense sometimes.
Oh, absolutely vital. Technicians offer truly crucial support in these situations. They can implement proactive system health monitoring, for instance, using those smart tools we just mentioned, to detect issues before they impact performance or cause data loss. They can definitely help you establish a robust backup plan, the kind that actually works when you need it, which, as we've stressed, is non-negotiable.
And for businesses?
For businesses, they provide professional update management. Orchestrating those stage rollouts, doing the testing to minimize disruption, that's huge. Plus, their educational support is key, helping users understand the difference between genuine technical problems and, well, just coincidence or minor glitches. And of course, when problems do arise, they offer vital hardware diagnostics and replacement services, getting you back on track efficiently, often saving you significant time, money, and definitely stress.
So, the mystery seems solved. The Windows 11 update itself wasn't the villain causing widespread drive failures this time. But this deep dive has given us so much more than just that simple answer, hasn't it? It's really highlighted the critical need for vigilance, good digital hygiene, and a clearer, more nuanced understanding of the incredibly complex digital world we all live in.
Absolutely. This incident truly makes you think, doesn't it? This raises an important question. In a world where software and hardware are becoming ever more intertwined, where systems are constantly updating and evolving at breakneck speed, perhaps the most critical update we can make is to our own understanding. Understanding how these complex systems truly interact and how we best prepare for the inevitable challenges and sometimes just plain bad luck. So what steps will you take next to ensure your digital peace of mind?
Great question to leave folks with. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Stay curious, stay informed, and we'll catch you next time.